Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 11th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Beta blockers after myocardial infarction with normal ejection fraction. This meta-analysis was conducted at the individual patient level to clarify the benefit of beta blockers following myocardial infarction in patients with a preserved left ventricular ejection fraction of at least 50%. Using data from 5 open-label trials, the research established a robust methodology to evaluate clinical outcomes. It specifically aimed to determine the impact of beta blocker therapy versus no therapy on a primary composite endpoint, addressing a critical area of clinical uncertainty in this patient population. This study helps establish clinical guidance for beta blocker use after myocardial infarction in patients without significantly reduced ejection fraction. Article number 2. Phase 1 trial of CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing targeting ANGPTL3. This Phase 1 ascending dose trial was conducted to assess the safety and efficacy of CTX310, a lipid nanoparticle encapsulated clustered regularly interspaced short palindromic repeats, Cas9 endonuclease targeting ANGPTL3. The rationale for this gene editing therapy is based on observed ANGPTL3 loss-of-function genetic variants, which are associated with decreased levels of low-density lipoprotein, cholesterol, and triglycerides, and a reduced lifetime risk of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. This study represents an important first step in investigating a novel gene editing approach to lipid management, potentially offering a transformative therapeutic strategy for cardiovascular disease prevention. The research establishes foundational data for a promising new class of treatments aimed at modifying genetic risk factors. Article number 3. Antithrombotic therapy after successful catheter ablation for atrial fibrillation. This international, open-label, randomized trial involving 1,284 patients aimed to determine if successful catheter ablation for atrial fibrillation eliminates the need for long-term oral anticoagulant therapy. Patients had undergone successful ablation at least 1 year earlier and had a CHA2, DS2, VASC score of 1 or more, or 2 or more for women. The study employed a blinded outcome assessment design to rigorously compare antithrombotic strategies. This research is crucial for optimizing post-ablation care and could significantly reduce treatment burden for patients with atrial fibrillation. Article number 4. Evolocumab in patients without a previous myocardial infarction or stroke. This international, double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trial investigated the effect of the proprotein convertase subtilisin-kexin type 9 inhibitor evolocumab on major adverse cardiovascular events in patients without a previous myocardial infarction or stroke. While evolocumab is known to reduce major adverse cardiovascular events in patients with established atherosclerotic disease, this study expanded its evaluation to a primary prevention population with atherosclerosis. The research provides critical evidence regarding evolocumab's potential to extend its cardiovascular benefits to patients who have not yet experienced a major cardiovascular event. This enhances understanding of evolocumab's role in a broader spectrum of cardiovascular risk reduction. Article number 5. Olezarsen for managing severe hypertriglyceridemia and pancreatitis risk. 2 double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trials, CORE-TIMI, 72A and CORE-2-TIMI, 72B, were conducted to establish the efficacy and safety of olezarsen in patients with severe hypertriglyceridemia. Olezarsen is an antisense oligonucleotide designed to target apolipoprotein C3 messenger RNA, aiming to reduce triglyceride levels and, consequently, the increased risk of acute pancreatitis associated with severe hypertriglyceridemia. Patients were assigned to receive olezarsen at 50 mg, 80 mg, or placebo. This research explores a targeted therapeutic approach to address a significant unmet clinical need for reducing acute pancreatitis risk in patients with profoundly elevated triglycerides. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.